The Mechaber here brings down a second halacha with regard to leaving before Shabbos, and it's different, it seems, than the halacha that was mentioned at the beginning of the Tzimtzum. The halacha that was mentioned at the beginning of the Tzimtzum was with regard to taking a boat ride before Shabbos, or traveling by boat more correctly before Shabbos. There, the Mishnah Berurah says that the 3 days before Shabbos that are Aser, the way that it seems the Mishnah Berurah is Machria, is that it's Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. It's not Wednesday. Wednesday would be Mutter to leave. However, when it comes to Yotzim B'Shayara, which means traveling by through the desert, not traveling on a boat, rather traveling through the desert, usually with a caravan of horses or donkeys or camels or whatever it is that they're going through, there the halacha is, the Mechaber says, Lehedya, Asurin Lathis, B'yam Mishin, B'yam Sheni, B'shlishi, Motu Lathis. Before Shabbos, the Mechaber seems to say Lehedya, not like that Mishnah Berurah. He says that the only time that it's Motu Lathis is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. However, if you look at the Mefarshim, the Nei Sekeim, the Pirvazadim, Masses Hashekel, they speak out that there's a difference between the two cases. And that is, the first case about going on a boat, the reason why it's Aser, the Mechaber says, Lehedin Sif Beis, is because if you leave within 3 days before Shabbos, you're going to be so mibubal, you're going to be seasick, and you're not going to be able to be Mekayim Ernik Shabbos. Mekayim Ernik Shabbos, I thought this girl says, means you're not going to be able to eat properly. Ernik Shabbos is the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to eat properly. That being the case, the Mishnah Berurah understands the way the Prima Gadim is Masber. He says, how much of Einik Shabbos do you have to be Mekayim? You have to eat on Shabbos. How much? You have to eat on Friday night, you have to eat on Shabbos day, you have to eat on Shabbos afternoon. Let's say the guy starts out on Wednesday afternoon, and he comes, and 3 days later, he finishes his seasickness, Shabbos afternoon, Wednesday to Thursday afternoon, Thursday to Friday afternoon, Friday to Shabbos afternoon. 4 o'clock Friday after Shabbos afternoon. He's ready for a Shabbos party to have his Einik Shabbos. Is that Beseder? Says the Prima Gadim, that's Beseder. You don't have to have Einik Shabbos the entire Shabbos, as long as it's not going to be a Vade Bittel of Einik Shabbos. You're supposed to have 3 students on Shabbos, but Etzem Mekar, then you could have them all during the day. You don't have the Nekuda of being the Mevatel from Einik Shabbos, the only way you Mevatel the entire Einik Shabbos. Which means the only time that it's a problem to leave is when it's Wednesday night, after you're not going to have any time for Shabbos to, it's really Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Thursday meaning starting Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, till Shabbos, including Shabbos, that's when it's also to leave. As opposed to the halacha, which is Siv Dalet, is a different halacha. The chashash is that you're going to be coming to be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, the 3 days that are included is 3 full days before Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. However, if it's before then you're not muzer on Shabbos. It's a different shash. There's no, you can't say that, oh, you only come to Mechal Shabbos, the first part of Shabbos, not the second part of Shabbos. No, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos at all, and therefore, it's a different din, and it could stem with what we said before. There's also, that's why, if you look at the end of the Siman, there's a very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says to him, he doesn't tell you why, the Ramah comes up with a big kula. He says, the Indian of Mitzvah, that which he said, that there's differences with regard to, if you're going for a Mitzvah or Rishus, if you're going for a Mitzvah, then you're allowed to go even within 3 days of Shabbos. He says a mitzvah doesn't mamash have to be pidgin shvuyim. Mitzvah is, you're going to visit a friend, you're going to l'chora, you're going, these things are also considered mitzvah. The only thing that's not considered mitzvah is if you're going just for vacation. That's not considered a mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't tell you why, das magan avram b'shem kama paiskim, de ba'alicha shiara ein lahakam. Only by tzvina, not by shiara. What's the difference between the two of them? The difference between the two of them, again, speaks out the Prima Gadim, speaks out the, is that when it comes to going on a boat, the chashash is bittul einik Shabbos, which is the shayla of the Rabbanan, and therefore we could be mechal. Over here, we're handling shayla about being mechal Shabbos. You're going to have to become to mechal Shabbos. Therefore, ein lahakol that is considered a mitzvah, unless it's mamish considered a mitzvah. That's just in pashat taich. Now halacha lamaisa, which comes out of here, it's not that nogea, but there is a big yisayid which comes out of this Mishnah Berurah, and bir halacha is marich, and he says that this halacha that we allow you to leave. You're not allowed to leave within 3 days before Shabbos because it's here and we come to Mechal Shabbos. That's only if we're scared that you might be Mechal Shabbos. If you know for sure that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, then you have no heter to leave even on Sunday, even on Monday, even on Tuesday. If you know, we're not handling that language, even for mitzvah, says the Bi'ur Halacha. It says the Chari, even if you're going for mitzvah, what right do you have to be? You're, the ends do not justify the means. And the, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even if you're going for the Schar, whatever is considered a mitzvah, unless it's Guach Nefesh. If it's not considered to be Guach Nefesh, then even if you're going for a mitzvah, the ends do not justify the means if it's going to come to Chil Shabbos. Mamela, taking a job that a person knows that he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, the Chari has no heter. Unless it's something that has to do with Pikuach Nefesh, somebody that works as a doctor, somebody that works in a tzela, somebody that works in all these different things, as a policeman, as a, the big shaila comes, if you look in Shulchan Shlema or Shlema Zalman, what do you do when you go to the army? And when you enlist in the army, then they make you do all types of things. Even if you enlist on Sunday, when it comes to Shabbos, there are things that you have to do that are Pikuach Nefesh 100%, and things imunim, which is basic training and other types of stuff that you have to do, which is not... No, I don't think so. With a yud in between. but it, all types of different things that you have to do, training, all types of training that you have to do, and that can involve Chil Shabbos. So there he discusses at length what to do. Now, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, if you're not part of not learning, then you don't really have a choice. It's a question of what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. Once you're in, you're in. The big shaila is, can you enlist in the American Army? The chur is to enlist in the American Army, and you're going to have to work on Shabbos and these type of things, or to take a position as in the government that's going to force a person to work on Shabbos. The chur, unless it's kashor to Pikuach Nefesh, he's able to save yidin and other things, maybe there's what to do, but could very well be problematic mitzad this nekuda, and therefore one has to, according to Mishnah Berurah, even though he brings down, there is one sheet of the Rishonim that seems to say that as long as you leave on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, even if you're shurgin Michal Shabbos, he says all the Rishonim are chelik on that, the Rivas chelik and other Rishonim, most of Rishonim are chelik on that, and they hold that if you know for sure that you're going to have to be Michal Shabbos, then you would not have a heter at any point to leave on your trip.
What would be the